from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. This is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. The holiday season is upon us, and we're getting ready the only way we know how, with a playlist of Christmas music you won't hear anywhere else.
Gather around the old Yule log with Christmas music collector Andy Serzan for our annual holiday spectacular. That's coming up on Sound Opinions. This is Sound Opinions, and it is time now for our annual holiday spectacular with our friend Andy Serzan. Andy works as a talent booker for Jam Productions, one of the last great remaining indie concert promoters in the U.S. But his passion is finding the most exotic, obscure, and otherwise overlooked and forgotten Christmas music ever. We are truly lucky, Greg, that every year Andy makes a mixtape of his finds, and he comes and he shares it with us and our audience. Andy, welcome back to Sound Opinions.
Thank you for having me back, guys. Like I say every year, I never take it for granted.
Do you realize, Andy, it's been 20 years with us? This is the 20th anniversary. I was just thinking about that driving in today. How long have you been doing this?
Well, last year was the 30th year. I often don't count the first couple because they were so amateurish, but last year I decided to do a 30-year look back across the archives and put out what I called the hits, quote-unquote, part one. And so this year it's the completion of that. So out of like 300 songs that have been run through this series that I put together, I picked the best 10% and put 15 on last year, 15 this year. And then it's on to whatever comes next.
Well, Andy, let's dive in. Some people, a select few, live for this each year. Where are we going to start with the first set?
There's this whole other part of Holiday Obscure that has nothing to do with music. There are these films that are out there. My personal favorite is a movie that was released in Mexico in 1959, just called Santa Claus. The plot behind this story is pretty much that Santa lives in a castle in outer space, and the devil, El Diablo, decides that he is going to send his minion down to Earth to make all the children misbehave and disrespect Santa Claus. So there's scenarios set up for global chaos around the holidays. And this movie is so off the wall that it is, if you can find it anywhere, you've got to get it. Then these guys dubbed it into English, and it's even crazier. My mix this year starts off with a snippet from that film. I call this little segment Santa versus El Diablo. And then we go into the classic 1974 single by Clarence Reed, Winter Man, sort of to set the stage for the coming cold and winter. Here comes Santa versus El Diablo.
You, Pips, chief of all my demons, must listen closely. The time is almost here when you must abandon the brimstone pits and journey up to Earth. But this time you must not fail as you've done in the past. You must not be defeated by that bearded old goat, Santa Claus. If you do not succeed in making all the children of the Earth do evil, you shall be punished. And instead of red hot coals, you will eat chocolate ice cream.
No, no, Lucifer, king of all the evil spirits. Not that. By the horns of everything satanic, I beg you. To live, I must have eat. Frozen meals are bad for me, especially chocolate. It's very bad for my digestion, which is so delicate. Yes, I promise, O priceless Prince of Hades, that by my many wiles I will finish off Santa forever and see that the children commit terrible deeds and make Santa Claus angry.
Go up, then, and show the world who is its real master.
So be it, Lucifer.
Hear that cold wind blowing through the limbs and the trees. And as I stare out of my window, I can see the falling of the leaves. Hello, old man Winter. I've been kind of expecting you. I have my woman here beside me. There's no harm you can do. sorry for the people you catch alone, with no love to call their own. 'Cause only love can keep them out of your hands. You're mean old winter man. You're cold, cold, cold. She keeps me warm with her sweet love. When you make things cold, her love is like fire that heats up my soul. Her arms are like a blanket that keeps me all wrapped up. I even use a little bit of sugar to sweeten the coffee in my cup. I hear you blowing outside of our window pane, but to me and my baby don't mean a thing. 'Cause we got love to keep us out of your hands. You mean old winter man. You're cold, cold winter man. I hear your cold wind blowing, but they don't bother me.
La 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 la. Close your mouth except to say, might get something happening. This season has a secret joy that some are missing. We could all find it if we just watch this song. Put your big bang book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. All the people in your house, you might like them. Christmas means a million magic things to those who try to let it be its magic self and not a thing they buy. Sit down and sing a happy song and whistle around your tooth and be still enough to hear the reindeer on the roof. Put your big bang book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. You might like them. Close your mouth except to sing. We might get something happening. This season has a secret joy that some are missing. We could all find it if we just watch this. Put your big bang book back in the drawer. Mind your body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. Put your big bang book back in the drawer. Bring your mind and body back from the store. Get to know the people in your house. You 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 might like them.
Wow, Andy. Okay, what did we just hear?
That's Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas by The Free Design. Maybe some of the most creative Christmas music ever put down on vinyl, as far as I'm concerned. Last year we heard Shepherds and Wise Men from them, another Christmas classic, and the only artist to be on both last year's hits and this year's.
Wonderful hippie, just wonderfulness. It's great stuff. Where are we going now?
We're going to get on board the Peppermint Choo Choo with Joni Summers, and this is a song about Santa Claus going across the land on a train throwing candy to kids. And the main thing, main message, parents, is do not let the kids get any closer to the tracks. The whole thing is fun and cool, and it's not just Santa Claus is coming to town or Rudolph. It's like this whole world of creative people who came up with ideas, and I'm trying to find them and put them back out there somehow. For some reason, I'm doing that.
All right, we'll talk about the rest when we come out the other side of the tunnel.
Santa some for everyone, especially little tots, so they'll know that there's a peppermint choo-choo. And it's really true. There's a peppermint choo-choo. Yeah, darling, if I only had my way.
have met the last thing I'll be. I'm gonna be the Santa Claus, baby, if that's the last thing I'll be. I ain't putting on your tree, darling, show you what you mean to me.
All right, that's a little bit of Andy Surzan's Christmas special for us on Sound Opinions. I'm a huge Jimmy Reed fan, okay? I'll say this right up front. On Christmas Present Blues, it sounds like Jimmy was nipping into the eggnog before he sang that one. Is it just me? He sounds a little slurry on that one.
But it's great.
I'm not saying Jimmy was or wasn't. Whatever was powering that track, it worked. That is for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and in between the choo-choo and Jimmy Reed, we had All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl.
Oh, man.
Sort of politically incorrect. But
sort of.
Well, yeah, more than, all right, more completely politically incorrect.
Yeah, but the honesty's there.
The honesty's there. The wanting,
the longing.
Somehow the hillbilly, you know, pedal steel heavy delivery kind of belies the wanton lust of the
I think back then that Ben Hines thought it was cute. She don't have to be the best, you know. It's like
it's the era of
any
Go-Go
Girl will do.
Yeah, it's the era of Hullabaloo. Every week on your television was this show that had Go-Go Girls dancing in cages while records were playing.
Yeah, so no wonder the guy wrote the song, you know.
From the absolute weirdness to the complete classics, Andy Surzan services all areas of Christmas music for Sound Opinions. Coming up, we have more holiday recordings from the collection of our Christmas music czar, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot here with Jim DeRogatis, and this week it's our annual Holiday Spectacular with our Christmas music crate digger and holiday music aficionado, Andy Surzan. Andy, what do you got for us next?
Next up is one of my personal favorites. This is the 78 RPM version of Santa's Little Helper by a dude named Joe Poovey, who when he was a kid went by Groovy Joe Poovey.
Of course.
This is a 65-year-old record.
Well, it seems like many people, having witnessed the success of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they all decide we're going to invent other little helpers for Santa.
Yeah, there's an incredible pantheon of Santa helpers, both in the animal kingdom and the, you know, you name it, you know, inanimate objects, trains.
All right, well, let's dive in and give Groovy Joe Poovey his 5 minutes, and we'll come back and talk about the rest of what we heard.
I know who Santa Claus's little helper is. Was I surprised when I found out? Oh, gee, my knee, gee whiz. I heard a knock on our front door and in popped Santa's head. The very moment that he did, my mom jumped out of bed. Right on old Sandy's nose. I went and told my daddy dear and asked for his advice. He didn't seem to care. Santa was so nice. I've often seen her kiss my dad and all the folks you see. Something I can't figure out, baby Santa's kin to me.
Mm-hmm.
Snowflakes and frozen lakes. Ginger cakes and a wish from you and a dream comes true.
It's a silver dusted moon that leads you through the woods as you're gazing out the frosted window. Starry night, this Christmas Eve. Yes, even Ebenezer will undergo a change.
Snowflakes and frozen lakes, and you. Snowball.
It's a clear delight this starry night, this Christmas Eve. Yes, even Ebenezer will undergo a change.
And it's all because of snowflakes and frozen lakes and you.
Pac Mom and Pac Dad were very proud of their son. This was truly a wonderful Christmas. They all sat down for their special Christmas dinner of roast turkey, sweet potatoes, and of course, a package of Pac-Man power pellets for dessert. In the center of the table sat the trophy that Baby Pac-Man had made. They would never forget this special Christmas and Baby Pac-Man's Christmas surprise.
It's great. Christmas time again.
Wow, that is so forlorn, Andy. I'm sad. I'm depressed. Maybe that's not the mood you just had at Christmas, but that was an awesome track we just heard. What was that?
Awesome Loneliness at the Holidays track. Here I Am, It's Christmas by Lonnie Meeks. Classic hillbilly tearjerker. This is a guy who goes back once a year to visit his family after wandering aimlessly for 364 days. Knocks on the door. They let him in. He hangs out, and then he goes, I gotta go. Leaves. And it's like, wow, what an idea for a Christmas song, you know?
What was in between Santa's Little Helper and Here I Am, It's Christmas?
Snowflakes and Frozen Lakes by Baby Pac-Man. That one is really cracks me up at the end where they're talking about their Christmas dinner, and at the very end they give Baby Pac-Man Pac-Man power pellets for dessert. And can't imagine the kid's probably throwing his food all over the place.
Yeah. What are we going to hear next?
Next is we're going to start off with a prime example of what I refer to as outer space Christmas. It's a genre in itself. This one's called Space Age Santa Claus by Patty Marie Jay. For some reason, at that certain point in time, Santa being in outer space was a pretty big deal for a lot of these artists. There's a number of tracks in that genre that are pretty darn good.
Timeless. It had captured the imagination of this planet, outer space.
This tune is everything I like about outer space Christmas music, Space Age Santa Claus by Patty Marie Jay.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. He'll loop tinsel round through the stars, light up Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon for coming Christmas tunes. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. And swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space age Santa. Space age Santa Claus.
The icicle man had a frozen nose.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He had ice all over his clothes.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He was frozen half to death.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
And he couldn't get his breath. Oh, the icicle man had a frozen nose.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He had ice all over his clothes.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
He was frozen half to death.
Ooh, it's cold. It's cold.
And he couldn't get his breath. So he talked like this. And you would too if you had a cake of ice all over you.
More treats from Andy Surzan. Three songs there. We talked about Space Age Santa Claus. I want to go to the Icicle Man. Now, Andy comes and brings us the vinyl. This is a red 5-inch disc. The Icicle Man.
Well, nothing about it is normal. It came out in 1950, and it's just a story about a snowman, an icicle man who's cold and it's wintertime. And so for me, being a lifelong Chicagoan, yeah, that's part of the Christmas reality, you know? It's going to be cold. He's the Icicle Man, super cold because he's made of ice.
It's pretty horrifying. It's like it brought to my mind the last shot of Jack Nicholson in The Shining he is frozen to death outside the Overlook Hotel.
Well, when the guy starts sneezing on that track, that's when you kind of go,
The achu.
Things aren't going well for
kind of snowman freeze to death.
Yeah, right.
That's the question here.
And now let's open presents, kids. And what was that last track, Andy?
The last track was the classic Claudine Longet version of the Margot Gurion track, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You. And it's sort of like almost a threat.
Yes.
You know, like
I would say so.
Two lovers are spatting, and it's sort of like, hey, I don't care what just went down. You're buying me something. And, you know, the thing about Claudine Longet is she was married to Andy Williams.
Right.
So she had big budget money behind her. A&M Records put this out.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, incredibly well-funded and musically really interesting track. With her voice, she has like four notes, I think, that she could sing.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still cool, you know?
If you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, let us know on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Andy is going to play his final set of rare holiday songs after a short break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Cott, and we are here this week doing our annual holiday spectacular with our own Christmas elf, our friend Andy Surzan, playing holiday music. Greg, I think we can emphatically say you cannot hear this anywhere else.
That is true.
Andy, we got one more set and then a special surprise.
Andy, what do you got for us next?
This first track is by a group called Ameriquette. It was recorded in New Orleans in the early 70s, and it's called Tell Me, Tell Me on This Christmas Day. It's just a crazy arrangement, nutty early 70s synth and whatnot, and, you know, it's just a fun holiday tune that I think should get wider recognition. Here it is, Ameriquette.
Pancho, Pancho, who just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. It was close to Christmas Eve when they came to Santa's door. A little donkey, if you please, a surprise, and that's for sure. Deer and elves gathered around and heard the stranger say, Pancho's my name and I've come to help on the eve of Christmas Day. When I was just so very small, I found as days went by, I didn't only walk and run, but I could also fly. People came from all around, and this I heard them say, he will bring toys for one and all, what's sad of Christmas Day? First the deer laughed, then the elves laughed, and they all rolled on the floor. And tears came to Pancho's eyes when this is what he heard. Pancho, Pancho, who just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You've got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Santa heard the reindeer laugh, the elves were laughing too. Then he said, the world has grown, there's so much more to do. The load is so enormous now, it's not like yesterday. If he can fly and do his part, then he can pull my sleigh. The deer and elves were so ashamed, for they could plainly see that one's appearance doesn't count, it is ability. The world will get a better gift than anything we make when they see Pancho flying high, helping with Santa's sleigh. Pancho, Pancho, who just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You got big ears, your hair's too long, and most of all, you've got no horns. Pancho, Pancho, who just came from El Rancho. You cannot fly with Santa Claus. You've got big ears, your hair's too long.
Pancho from El Rancho, right? Andy taking us out. I love that track. A little social commentary in the midst of this kind of frivolous Christmas song, right?
Absolutely. It says everything that needs to be said without saying it again about where we're at as a country right now. And,
it's true.
I'll leave it at that.
And My Santa Claus Has No Ho Ho Ho. Lynn Ostergren, one of the great discoveries of all time from your vaults.
I believe that's a homemade private press, whatever they call it. It's just one of those songs that is undeniable. I can't describe it any better than what she just did by doing it.
It is a classic. We've highlighted her on the show before. Someday, Andy, in some far-off cosmic realm, you may meet her, and I'm sure she's going to be grateful for us having introduced her music to the world. But you got something really special for us that we're going to wrap up with.
Yeah, this is a Korean band called He5 doing a cover of Auld Lang Syne, a garage rocky psych cover. It's off an album that came out only in Korea, and I don't even know how many copies were released, called Merry Christmas Psychedelic, something like that. And these guys, you know, they're dead serious about their influences. They loop through some Hendrix and Fire, the track Hendrix, the Land of a Thousand Dances. But at the end of the day, New Year's is part of the holiday season, and here's Auld Lang Syne by the He5. Buckle up.
Never heard before.
my member, Mr. Jerry, right here. On guitar. Come on, Mr. Jerry. Joe, yeah. And bass. Come on, Mr. Joe. Mr. Kim, right up there. And drummer. Second guitar, I'm Paul Gancho. Clap your hands now, baby. Yeah.
You're looking for me.
Stop your beat. Stop your beat now.
That was definitely worth the setup, Andy. Thank you so much for laying that on.
There is no version of Auld Lang Syne like that one. It is just unbelievable.
Multi-part suite.
Psych rock from another world, kind of. And the arrangements are insane. And the homage to Hendrix in the middle is pretty crazy, too.
South Korea from 1969.
Land of 10,000 Dances. Unbelievable stuff. Andy, thank you always for making our Christmas more wonderful and certainly weirder.
It's my pleasure, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we're going to run down some of our favorite songs of 2019 in our annual mixtape collection.
You can download Sound Opinions wherever you get your podcast thingies. As always, the show is produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800.
You got your limit, baby. I got mine. 611, 3369. You got to tell me, baby.
New messages.
Hey, Jim and Greg. My name is Mark. Calling you from Starlight, Indiana. And I want to thank you guys for dedicating a show to talking about the influence of William S. Burroughs on music. Earlier today when Black Sabbath song came on the radio, I was thinking about Bill Burroughs and how he coined the term heavy metal and just his vast influence on culture in general, down to bands like Steely Dan, which wasn't mentioned in your show. But thanks again. Appreciate you guys.
Death and hatred to mankind.
wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Good afternoon. It's B. Geiler from Columbus, Ohio. Love the show on William S. Burroughs. Of all the tracks and all the miscellaneous lines that I quote from William S. Burroughs, probably the one that I do most is from a song, Sharky's Night by Laurie Anderson. Every time I see the sun go down like a big bald head, that song always runs in my head.
Sun's going down like a big bald head, disappearing behind the boulevard. It's Sharky's night. Yeah. It's Sharky's night tonight.
Thank you for the highlight on William S. Have a great day. Have a good holiday.
This song's about my mom and dad. You see, they had a bit of a problem. Between alcohol and crack cocaine, I know it was the 80s for me.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm calling with my top pick of the year. My album of the year is by the Shabooms. It's called Blurred Odyssey. It's their debut album. They're a soul rock band out of Orlando. I just happened to stumble upon them, and I just can't stop listening to this record. About every song on there is just perfect. The singer sounds like a young Aretha Franklin. The powerful horn section. It's just great stuff, man. I bought 2 extra copies, gave out for Christmas presents this year. I love this record. Shabooms, Blurred Odyssey. Check it out. Love your show. Later.
Jim and Greg Scott from Bellingham, Washington, calling to recommend a band I don't think you've ever mentioned on the show to my knowledge. The band is Big Thief. They have released 4 amazing albums, including 2 just this year. And a good place to start is their song Mary, which is, I think, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell level songwriting. They're absolutely wonderful and they're amazing live. Check them out. Thank you.
Machine and all diamond rings and gutter bones, marching up some mountain with her aching planet, hiding, smiling, cheap drink, dark and violet, full of butterflies, the violet tenderness, the sweetest silent, the clay you find is fortified, we felt on focus fade, the line, the sugar rush, the constant ash, the pushing of the water gush, the marching band when April ran, my June bugs fly and push your gin, Jacob with the tired, wiry, brandy look. Here we go around Mary in your famous storybook.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.